I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Mobile County Public Schools are preparing to launch their new online curriculum. The envisioned school year begins August 7th and runs until July 31st, 2015. Martha Peake is the superintendent of Mobile County Schools. She says this offers a new level of convenience for families.
Sometimes the traditional school program, the 7.5 hours a day, does not fit some families' lifestyles. We also have students who are ill. We have students who travel with their families to different parts of the world during the year. So we wanted to make sure that we were offering this opportunity for those students.
Peake says the enrollment period will carry on until next week or until they reach their 250-student cap. The online school will cost $200,000 and will be paid for with local funds. The curriculum being offered is for students in grades 6 through 12. A federal judge has moved a gambling case involving the Moab Band of Choctaw Indians back to Mobile County Circuit Court. APR Stan Engel reports the case involves last year's seizure of machines owned by the tribe.
The tribe has argued against the state's ability to seize and destroy 50 gaming machines from the Moab Choctaw Entertainment Center by the Mobile County Sheriff's Office. Attorneys for the tribe invoked sovereign immunity, arguing the case could not be heard in state court because the judge lacked jurisdiction, forcing the legal proceedings into federal court. AL.com reports U.S. Magistrate Judge Sonia F. Bivens disagrees. Her report and recommendation will be reviewed by a federal court judge who will decide how much of her reasoning will be made law. Stan Ingold, APR News.
And Buffalo Rock executive Fitzgerald Washington is joining Governor Robert Bentley's cabinet. Bentley says Washington will become labor commissioner on August 4th. He replaces Tom Surtees, who left at the end of June. Washington has been with the Buffalo Rock Company for 15 years, most recently serving as general sales manager for the Tuscaloosa division. He was also chairman of the Chamber of Commerce of West Alabama last year. In that role, he helped create the Minority Business Council to foster the growth of minority-owned businesses in West Alabama. Bentley says Washington has a strong business background that will help provide employment opportunities for Alabamians looking for jobs. Now, for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
The rest of our Wednesday evening, Wednesday night, includes a decrease in cloud cover, lows near 70 for Friday, a hot day. Temperatures top out in the low 90s, a good supply of sun on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The risk of rain very small, but it can't rule out a lone afternoon storm Friday through the weekend. Expect highs in the low to mid 90s as we go into Saturday and on Sunday, overnight lows near 70. On WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News.